very much, Mr. President. Sorry, I'm ready. As this is the first time we are taking the floor, I wish to congratulate you and assure you of our delegation's full support. Would also like to thank the ISU for their support in this weekend during the last year. For the strength of the convention, continuous implementation of our obligations and commitments is key. We wish to express our appreciation to the Committee on Article 5 implementation, France, Colombia, Iraq, and Sweden. We also want to thank the affected state requesting an extension, the ISU and other stakeholders for the work conducted and their efforts this year. Austria appreciates the consultations held to discuss how to strengthen the extension request process. We face a difficult road dealing with an increased number of extension requests in the next 2 years, as just was outlined also by the Vice President. To tackle this, we must ensure that states preparing a request have the best tools and support available to them, that it is clear what requests should include, and that the committee is best prepared in order to handle the burden of work. This, we believe, will take a continuous dialogue. We value an open, inclusive, and transparent dialogue on how to ensure that the process is fit for purpose. And in our view, this should continue, as I just have lined out. We welcome the paper by the Committee on Article 5 and its recommendation to seek expert input throughout the process. This also reflects the spirit of cooperation that the Convention is known for and takes advantage of the expertise of actors such as the ICRC and implementing partners from civil society. This treaty was born out of an unprecedented partnership between states, civil society and the ICRC. Since then, it has kept the spirit of cooperation among all actors, which we value greatly. Going forward, to face future challenges together and to fulfill the purpose of the treaty, to put an end to the suffering and casualties caused by anti-personnel mines. Austria emphasizes the importance of implementation of actions 23 and 24 of the Oslo Action Plan relating to extension requests, as also laid out in Recommendation 1 by the Article 5 Committee paper. Especially mine risk education plans are a key obligation of Article 5 in the Convention and should be one of the priority actions for the protection of the civilian population. These plans should particularly also aim to reach at risk groups such as refugees, internally displaced persons and children. A focus on risk education is indispensable for saving lives while land is returned to use. Survey plans are equally important to be able to assess the requirements laid out in an extension request. As was mentioned throughout the consultation process on Article 5, lack of funding is an obstacle for complying with obligation. Especially countries with smaller contamination do not receive adequate assistance for mine action. We must continue to enhance synergies and strive to broaden the donor bases. Lastly, we would like to reiterate our support for an informal support group that can assist the committee with the increased workload in the next years. And this is also a matter of urgency, as lined out before. Austria will be glad to further contribute to the discussions regarding the effectiveness of the process on Article 5 extension requests with the aim of developing a recommendation for the review conference that are supported by affected states, donor states, and all partners in the mine ban community. I thank you.